Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, Salam Monoma. And today I want to talk about one topic that I think many of us are struggling currently, and that topic is addressing or dealing with challenges, right? And I want to really work or talk today about how to challenge the challenges. And here is the reason why I feel like we need to do that is because whenever we face any challenge, whether it's a job loss challenge, whether it's a toxic environment at work challenge, whether it's a difficulty dealing with the boss or time problem, whatever the challenges that we feel like we're facing currently, what we end up oftentimes doing is we just feel so bummed and so affected by it, right? We feel so affected in a way that we just feel like we want to give up. We feel like we're like there's no point in trying anyway. We feel like complaining and sitting in this and indulging so much, overthinking a lot, and we just keep adding to the challenges on top of it, to a point that we feel we cannot really get out of it, right? We feel like a ton of bricks that we just put on top of ourselves, on top of the challenges that we're already facing. And it's making things so much more difficult, so much more like unmanageable, right? Overwhelming, that it just feels like, oh, I don't really know what to do, right? I don't really know how to get out of this. I don't really know what to do with all of this or where to start. And it's just something that we can actually avoid. And the way that we can avoid it is by actually challenging the challenge itself, or the way that we deal with challenges, right? And that's really, it's going to sound a bit like meta skill, but I think this is something that's so crucial that we need to practice doing. And I'm practicing currently in my own life, and I would love to offer you how to do this yourself as well. And I was also talking in one of my posts about how we often don't really doubt the doubt itself, and therefore I thought it's a similar concept that I really need to teach in this episode. So in the doubt itself, I was talking about how usually we tend to doubt ourselves, how we're not capable of doing this, how we're not capable of making the money, how we're not capable of addressing the challenges, whatever it is that we just doubt our ability, right? And I was telling in my post recently that what if we actually doubt the doubt itself, meaning that what if we doubt to find out why are we even doubting, right? Why are we even doubting our abilities instead of just going and finding out how capable we are? And the reason why we do that we just keep doubting ourselves is A, it might be just a habit that we do that, and B, we just believe that we just believe that we cannot handle it, right? We just believe that this is just how it is. We believe that it's hard otherwise. We believe that if we doubt and don't do the actual work, it's easier that way, even though we find out that it's actually more difficult. And the same goes for the challenges. So I will give you examples of challenges that my clients have like shown to me or shared with me in their own lives. And I would love to do that from my own life as well. And then why it matters that we actually challenge the challenge itself and show to you how we can do that, right? So the examples that I have received recently from my clients that I've been coaching, excuse me, is that one of the main topics that obviously keeps coming up is a massive job loss in the humanitarian sector and in the development sector, right? Because of the US government's certain decisions. Now, in those moments, it just feels so challenging to be facing not having a job, not having the future that you thought you would be having, not having like any idea as to where you're going next, where you find the job, whether you will need to return home, what to do with your families, what to do with the family, children's schooling. All of these are very challenging, right? And when we just put all of this there, then it just feels like so overwhelming that it just feels we cannot handle it anymore, right? It just feels easier to just give up and not do anything, except that we know also that not doing anything is not an option, right? So another challenge that I have been presented recently by another client of mine is that she's at a very high level working, and she just feels like she wants to quit because of the toxic environments and a lot of the problems in the operation. And then she just feels like she doesn't want to put up with this toxic environment anymore. And what to do, right? And her feeling also is like, okay, I'm out of here. I don't care. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I want to do totally something else. Now, going for something else will also come with challenges as well, right? So how do we handle with those challenges as well is the question. And the third topic that I have been coaching another client is about is that he is in a very stable, let's say, operation, and then he just feels like, well, everything is going somehow okay, except that he just feels like he's not interested in this job. He doesn't want to do this, but at the same time, he has to somehow work through and get things resolved. And he just finds it so challenging. He doesn't have time to do that. He finds it challenging to work on this, and everything just piles up over and over. And he has meetings every day, long days, and then, well, no matter what he does, this is not going to resolve the problem. And then it just feels like so challenging to even address them. And then it just feels like just keep reacting and keep being afloat feels like the only option, right? He keep being afloat and just keep doing things the way they things are without ever making a change feels like the only option, right? But the challenges that I'm going through currently is in my family. I have a mom that is very ill, and I have been just so like going through lots of emotions, and with my work, clients going through lots of emotions, and coaching them on this, and then like trying to put out fires here and there, and it just feels like, oh, I don't want to do this, right? And you can feel this feeling of whenever we feel or we are afraid of those challenges, or we are resistant to those challenges, whatever they are, right? We are so resistant to those challenges, it just feels so difficult to handle them. And that's why the key here is we need to understand is that every challenge that we're presented with, whatever they are, whether it's a job loss, whether it's a uncertainty about the future, whether it's the worrying about children's education, whether it's my mom's health, right? Whether it is toxic environments at work, whatever the challenge is, we need to understand that we can solve any challenge that we're presented with. And the reason why I know that is because we have solved challenges in the past. We have solved so many challenges in the past, and we have also seen other people solve challenges in their past in situations that feel unthinkable. And we can solve these challenges, whatever the challenges are, we can solve them. But we need to understand first, why are they so challenging for us, right? So why are they so challenging for us that we actually feel that it's easier to give up? Why is it so challenging, right? So, like, think about it. Think of whatever the challenge that you might be going through currently, whatever the thing that you feel like this is a problem or this is the problem, whatever that is, think about why you feel it is so challenging. And here is my guess, is that the reason why we feel it's so challenging is because we tend to resist it immediately as it comes up, right? We're like, oh, I really don't want this to be happening. I think this shouldn't have happened. This is not how it should be. This is not what I thought things are going to be. And I'm also doing this with myself, right? As my mom's health is getting worse, I feel like, oh, I had a lot of plans for my mom and me to travel the world. Finally, I can do all of this. Finally, my work allows me to be flexible and do the traveling and do the enjoying life together. And here she is sick, and I feel like I should have done this a long time ago. I should have done differently. I cannot do this now, all of this, and it just feels like so much of the emotions that come up. And I hear you. So once we understand why the challenge is so challenging, right? Remember, we're questioning the challenge itself, right? We're questioning why we find it so difficult to address it, to go through it, to solve it, even though we will do all of those things. But in the beginning, we just take a long time to struggle with it, to like not know what to do with it. And therefore, I'm inviting you, all of you, to like think about for yourself as to why you find every challenge or any challenge or some of the challenges so challenging to address or to solve, right? So the first reason is, or the first way to look at it is, why do we find it so challenging? And my explanation would be is because we resist it so much, we make it so emotional, so dramatic, so like, oh my God, can I handle it? How can I handle it? I cannot handle it. All of those is making it so difficult or challenging to even address it, right? The second thing is that whatever the challenge is, we're not using it as a way to grow or as a way to get good at solving challenges. Right. So if we took every challenge as a way to say, okay, I can use it as a way to grow my capacity in this area, my capacity in that area, and how can I do that? If we did that, it would have been so much easier or faster or more straightforward as to how and what skill to grow. But we're not really doing that because we are so busy with the first reason, right? And therefore, we're not really using it as a way to grow in whichever the capacity or area that we want to. So let me give you an example. Let's say that some of my clients, so for instance, the client about losing the job and having to worry about the children's future and all of this and all of those worries and doubts and fears, all of this are producing a lot of emotions within us, right? So what we could do is instead we could use that challenge to grow our emotional capacity of processing all of these emotions, processing whatever the emotions that come up, and feel even stronger to go for what we want to, right? We could do that. We have that ability to process whatever the emotions that come up and then say, okay, I know how to handle this, or I know how to continue going for what I want and creating the future that my children deserve. I know how to do that. And let me use this experience as a way to get better or get good at processing whatever emotions that come up. And that's what I'm really doing currently when I think about my mom's health conditions. I'm thinking about, okay, I want to be the person who knows how to handle whatever the emotions that come up, process all of those emotions while also being there for my mom, while also being there for my family, and while also being there for my clients. And I want to be that person. I want to be that person who, who has such a big emotional capacity to handle whatever the emotions and still keep going for what I find is the right thing to do instead of keep complaining and resisting or keep giving up on things and keep reinforcing my giving up ability instead of keep reinforcing my resilience and strengths and thriving and going for what I want. right? And I really find this such an interesting or impactful point is that when we think of challenge as an opportunity or as a way to now build whatever the muscle that we haven't built so far, then it becomes like, okay, how can I build that muscle? Right. So in my other client's case is where she's telling that she doesn't want to deal with toxic environments. She wants to go and build something else. Amazing. Now we can think about what are the skills she wants to build and how can she use this challenge as a way to build those skills. So in her case, the skills she wants to build is building the leadership skill, building fundraising skill, building the sales skill. She wants to build her personal brand of being the person who offers these services, right? She wants to build those skills. Amazing. So now she's using this as a challenge to say, okay, I have a choice to go through this route or that route, and I'm choosing that route where I build these skills. Right. So that's why the second way to challenge the challenge itself is how can I use this to grow this particular skill and how can I practice that muscle more by solving these problems, right? And the more we do that, we continue being in the in charge agency state, in the empowered state, instead of, oh, I can't handle this anymore. I can't do this anymore. How can I get away from this? And then just feel like so much struggling. And the third way that we can challenge the challenge itself is to understand that we choose which challenges we go through and we choose which challenges not to go through. And I think this is something that we don't really recognize it. We just feel like, oh, I have to do this, right? And one of the examples that I want to specifically give you in this episode is the one about my client who is in a very high position and she's refusing to be part of the toxic environment. And when we were coaching on this, she was telling me that, Estelle, I don't know if this means that I'm giving up or I'm choosing not to be part of such environment, right? And I was telling her that the interesting thing that oftentimes we as humanitarians maybe or maybe in general professionals, we just feel like we need to tolerate whatever comes to get to the top or whatever comes to keep working on the cause. And again, if you feel like the cause is really what you're interested in and you want to work on it, then you may also choose which toxic environments to go through or how to deal with those toxic environments. But if you feel like you are someone who is like convinced that you can work on that cause in other capacity or in other context or in other sector, then do you really want to go through this toxic environment, right? And that's also, I think, something that oftentimes we feel like we have really no choice. We have to just keep going through whatever the humanitarian sector offers us, but we don't have to, right? We choose which challenges we go through, which challenges we solve, which challenges that we allow us to grow. And I would like for us to also know what are the challenges there are, right? So if you feel like this is a toxic environment and I don't want to be part of it, I don't want to even learn how to deal with it because that's not my way of working and contributing in the workplace. That's not how I want to build my skill. Amazing. Then how else can you really work on that cause, on that impact? While doing something else, or while contributing to a different culture, or being part of a different culture. Now you have a choice there to decide which challenge you take up on, which challenge you want to solve, and which challenge you don't want to solve. And maybe it's best not to solve it as well. And whenever I talk about like, you shouldn't reinforce giving up when solving the challenges, I think it's also important for us to understand which challenges we actually want to continue working on and which challenges we don't even want to entertain because it's just against how we want to function in the world, right? So, I was talking to a client of mine, an American client of mine, and she was telling me that she was telling her boss that she doesn't want to be part of such system that has similarities to very oppressive regimes, right? And the boss was telling her that, well, isn't that better to do something and try to change things from within rather than leaving it? And she was telling that, but I don't want to be someone who continued doing something from within and knowing that it's not going to change anyway, knowing that she will not have that power to change the system and she doesn't want to be associated with that system, right? And that's why I think it's also great for us, like great for us to know that we have the ability to know which challenges we want to be solving and being associated to or part of, and which challenges we actually don't even want to do that, no matter what happens, no matter whether they promise us a great future, no matter whether that's what would create stability for our children, because we don't want to be part of that system that is not aligned with our value system, right? We don't want, for instance, I never want to be part of an oppressive system because of me suffering from those oppressive systems most of my life. And obviously, that would go so against my own values to be a part of it, right? So, therefore, whenever I am picking my challenges, or whenever I'm thinking about, okay, what challenges I will go through, I'm willing to go through, and I'm willing to grow through that challenge. I always want to then see, is this the challenge that is aligned with my values that I want to resolve, or is this something that's so against it? So, for instance, I never imagined myself working for a weapon industry, right? And or anything to do with weapons and or arms and military, and therefore I always carefully tried not to work in that context or even go through any of the challenges that they may have within their systems, right? And therefore I think the third point I want to make about challenges is that pick the challenge that feels good to you, or that feels maybe feels good to you is a stretch, but that feels like that's the challenge you want to take on and solve and grow through it, instead of, oh, it's so against my value system, it's so against what I stand for that I don't even want to be part of it. And I think that's a good way to distinguish and differentiate. So if I were to sum it up, of all the ways that we can challenge the challenge itself, is first we really need to understand why it's so challenging, right? And the way that we really understand why it's challenging is our reaction to it, right? And the way that we're reacting to it is really telling as to how challenging we find it. But we also need to understand that if we keep fearing challenges, we will not grow. We will not go for the things that we want to. We will not have the life that we want to. We will not expand. We will not become like the best versions of who we could become in this lifetime. And therefore, one of the ways that we really need to understand is we need to get better at solving challenges. Whatever it is, we just need to get better every time, even if it feels shitty or even if it feels like so hard. But we have the ability to process through all of those emotions, which leads me to my second point as to which area or skill we want to get better at by solving this challenge, right? By addressing this challenge. Which skill we want to grow the most by addressing this challenge. And my suggestion to you would always be get emotionally more mature, emotionally more capable of processing whatever the emotions are, so that you don't indulge in whatever the unnecessary drama, unnecessary resistance, unnecessary struggles. Instead, okay, whatever it's happening, I can handle emotionally, I can process through, and then go to where I can grow by solving this challenge, right? And then the third one is choose which challenge you want to tackle or address, and which challenge you want to actually walk away from. And that's something that always depends on your value system, the belief system, and your value system might be that this is actually the challenge that I don't even want to be associated with. I don't even want to do this, or I don't want to be even part of it. Or this is something that I do, and I want to go all the way in, no matter what the hardships in between that comes up, because I believe in whatever that outcome is. I believe in who I am, who is associated with the challenge, right? And that's the distinguishing factor that we need to make. And if we can master these three around any challenges, then we can really feel like, okay, whatever comes next, we are equipped to deal with it. We know how to deal with it because we have done this so many times in the past. And most importantly, we'll come out of it more powerfully because we have reinforced not only all the emotions and all the reactions that we have, and we have reinforced how good we are to go through them. We have reinforced all the skills that we have gained by solving this challenge, and we have reinforced our value system around how this is a challenge that's worth taking on, that's worth going for, that's worth going to the other side. And these are the challenges that actually I don't want to be associated with, or I don't want to be even solving, because that's not how I function, or that's not how I want to spend my time and energy and my mind to it, because that's not how my value system is, right? And either way, we have, like, whatever the challenge is, we have reinforced all of the qualities and abilities that we have, instead of feeling so pissed and giving up and going through, like, in a, I don't know, distorted or even more burnout way, which is harming us greatly. Okay, my dears, if you would like to go through this and work your own abilities and create your own, hone your own abilities to address the challenges in ways that suit to you, absolutely come coach with me. I would love to help you get to the other side where you feel like, I know how to handle it. I know what skills I need to be really honing on, and I know also which challenges I want to take on and which I don't want to. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you very soon.